Welcome to the Small Business Tax Savings Podcast, your weekly dose of accounting and tax tips specific to small business owners. You will be on your way to growing your business and paying the least amount in taxes as legally possible. Here's your host, Mike Jezoshek, CPA.
Hello and welcome back. Today we're going to be talking about year-end strategies available to business owners. Now, before you know it, 12/31 is going to be gone, and we're going to be into a new year. I know it's crazy to say, but we're so close. And one thing that we talk about often is that once that clock turns over to 1/1 of the new year, a vast majority of tax strategies are no longer available. So today we're going to be going through some of the top strategies that you want to be thinking about and implementing the last few weeks here before 12/31 hits. Now, if you didn't check out last week's episode, do so now. We went through a bunch of different tax strategies that you're going to be wanting to be thinking about before year end. So if you missed that, check it out. These are things that you want to be learning about and implementing here in the last few weeks. That topic of that one was, what do I need to prepare for tax savings at year end? We talked about things for S corporation owners. What are some of the things that you need to do for S corp specifically? We talked about maximizing deductions in your business. We talked about charitable contributions, Roth IRAs, and all sorts of miscellaneous items that you want to make sure you're preparing for again for year end. But today what we're talking about is year end specific planning opportunities. These again are specific to it being the year end. So let's get started. The first one we want to talk about is prepaying expenses using the IRS safe harbor rule. Now, IRS regulations contain a safe harbor rule that allows cash basis taxpayers to prepay and deduct qualifying expenses up to 12 months in advance. So under the safe harbor, you cannot go into 2024, but you could prepay up to 12 months of 2023 payments here in 2022. And those qualifying expenses that qualify for that are lease payments on vehicles, rent payments that could be rent for an office building or rent for equipment that you might have. This includes business insurance premiums. But basically, you can prepay up to 12 months in advance and get the deduction here in the year that you make the payment. Again, this would be specific to get cash basis taxpayers. So let's go through an example. Let's say that your rent is $1,000 per month and you want a $12,000 deduction here in 2022. You could, in theory, on Friday, mail a check for $12,000 to the person you're renting from to cover all of your 2023 rent. Now, Friday's the date is 12/30 of 2022. So if you mail a check, $12,000 on 12/30, you're going to get the expense here. You deduct $12,000 the year you paid money here in 2022. Now, the landlord is not going to actually receive that check in the mail until 2023 because you mailed it on one of the last days of the year. So if they receive that in 2023, they're going to report that income in that year, the year that they received that money. So this is a win-win situation. You're prepaying rent here in 2022, getting the expense here in 2022, and your landlord's potentially not paying any income on that until 2023, in the year that they received the income. Again, a win-win situation. Just don't surprise your landlord if you're planning to prepay a bunch of rent. Make sure you verify with the person that you're prepaying that they're fine with it. Many will be, but just make sure you verify that. The second piece that we want to talk about today is sort of the flip side of this. Stop billing customers or clients or patients. Now, when we say stop billing, we're saying stop billing them temporarily. And so this is kind of a time-tested, a rock-solid opportunity, an easy way for you to shift income from this year into a future year. And it's an easy strategy. Simply stop billing your customers, stop billing your clients until after 12/31/2022. Again, we're assuming in this situation that your business is on a cash basis, they're taxed on a cash basis. So, you know, a lot of customers or clients or patients, insurance companies, they don't pay until they're billed. So not billing them until the next year is, again, a great way to just shift some of that income into the future year if necessary. Let's go through an example of this. Let's say you're a business attorney that bills your clients at the end of each week. You know, how that business attorney could instead say in December, he's going to send no bills. Instead, he's going to gather all of those bills that he has and send them the first week of January. Bingo. He just postponed paying taxes on December 22 income by moving that income into 2023. Now, one word of caution on this strategy is if you have clients that are known to have issues getting you paid in time, this is a strategy you're not going to want to use to them. Only use this on clients that you know you're going to get paid. You know, most importantly, we want to make sure you're getting paid. You know, moving income into a future year, but then not getting that doesn't do anybody any good, even if you didn't pay taxes on it this year. We want to always make sure you're still going to get paid. So only do this to clients or customers that you know and trust will get your payments over to you. But again, these two strategies, prepaying expenses, a way to get some expenses on the books this year for items that you're going to pay for next year, or this other strategy, stop billing customers, is moving income from income you're probably going to report in 2022 to now moving it to 2023. Again, both of these are specific to cash basis filers. The third item I want to talk about today is buying office equipment or any kind of equipment or even a vehicle. If you're planning to make some equipment purchases, do it now instead of later if you need some big deductions this year. Now, as we always talk about this strategy, don't just go buy equipment or buy a new truck or vehicle that you don't need just for a tax deduction. But if you do need those things, if you are going to make spending, if you are going to be doing these things really close into the future next year, it may make sense to speed up that purchase now. With bonus depreciation now at 100% for 2022, you also have Section 179 expensing. You can buy your equipment and place it in service before 12/31, and you get a deduction for 100% of that cost in 2022, or you may get a deduction for it depending on the depreciation schedule chosen. So again, the key thing is here, you must buy the piece of equipment and put it in service before 12/31. All too often, we have someone that came to us and said, oh yeah, I purchased a work truck, but it didn't come because they had to do some parts and different accessories adding. I didn't get it until February. And we said that we can't get a deduction for that in 2022 because you didn't put it in service. You didn't actually utilize that until 2023. Now, putting it in service really only means driving it 1 mile, but you have to make sure you're putting this equipment or vehicle in service. Qualifying bonus depreciation, Section 179, which both allow in 2022, potentially you can write off 100% of these costs, include new and used personal property. So think of things like machinery, equipment, computers, desks, chairs, furniture, some vehicles, all of that qualifies. Now, one important thing that we want to mention specifically on this topic is that bonus depreciation in 2022 is still at 100%. But starting in 2023, that's going to start to be reduced each year. So bonus depreciation amounts in future years, again, assuming no type of law changes, are going to be as follows. 2023, bonus depreciation is going down to 80% in year one. 2024, 60%. 2025, 40%. 2026, 20%. And then in 2027, bonus depreciation is gone. So let's go through an example. Let's say you purchased $100,000 in equipment for your business and place it in service in 2022. You can deduct the full $100,000 in 2022 using 100% bonus depreciation. If you wait until 2023, you're only going to be able to deduct $80,000 or 80% in bonus depreciation in year one. Now, does this mean that you should rush out and purchase business property before 2022 ends to take advantage of that 100% bonus depreciation? Not necessarily. You know, for many businesses, an alternative is still not going away. That Section 179 expensing is not going away. So this doesn't mean that you must go out and spend for bonus depreciation. It's just saying you might want to have that on your radar. It's something you might want to consider talking to your accountant about if you're planning on making some big equipment purchases within the next few years. So again, you can go out and purchase equipment and put it in service and get 100% deduction here in 2022. Bonus depreciation will start to go down in future years, but we're still going to have Section 179 expensing available. The next item we want to talk about is using your credit cards. Credit cards are pretty unique. Assuming you have a business credit card, you get a deduction on the day of the charge. So if it's 12/31 and I charge my credit card for an item, I get that deduction on 12/31. Not when I actually paid that credit card bill. I get a deduction on the day of the charge. So if you're a single member LLC or a sole proprietorship, the day you charge a purchase to your business or personal credit card, that's the day you deduct the expense. So as a Schedule C taxpayer, you should consider using your credit card for last minute purchases of office supplies and other business necessities, because you can push that, get a deduction today, but not have to actually pay it until next year. If you operate your business as a corporation, and if the corporation has a credit card in the corporate name, same rules apply. The date of the charge is the date of the deduction for the corporation. But here's a little thing that we want to talk about. If you operate your business as a corporation and you are the personal owner of the credit card, so you're a corporation, but you're the owner of the credit card, the corporation must reimburse you if you want the corporation to get that tax deduction. So in that case, if you're using a personal credit card, not in the business name, you need to have that reimbursement, that expense report, everything completed before 12/31 to take advantage of it. If that credit card's in the business name, no worries. As long as it's charged before the end of the year, goes as a deduction for that year, not when you actually make that payment. Again, don't just spend to spend. We don't want you wasting money on things you do not need. But if you are planning to purchase things early in 2023, why not purchase those now? Get a deduction today and lower your income here in 2022. Again, don't go out and buy things you don't need. That is never a great idea. And if you have a tax advisor telling you to do that, run far away. But if you're going to be making purchases, going to be buying things, you need things for your business, now might be a great time to accelerate that and get it done before this year if you need to lower your income for 2022. Other people are in different areas where they say, hey, my 2022 income is low enough. I'm going to make that expense in 2023 to lower my future income because I know my income is going to be higher that year. That's a fine strategy too. Make sure you're just running these numbers and thinking them through. The next thing we want to talk about is this thought of so many business owners think that they're taking too many deductions or they're afraid to take too many deductions. And I just want to warn you, like, do not assume you are taking too many deductions. The IRS code was written the way it was for a reason, so that you as a business owner can take advantage of it. The cool thing here is, you know, I see so many people saying, well, I'm going to operate as a loss this year, so I'm not going to take a deduction for that home office, or I'm not going to take a deduction for this expense over here. But the thing they don't realize is that if your business expenses exceed your income, you have a loss for the year, this is called a net operating loss. And if you are just starting out, you could very possibly have a net operating loss. But a net operating loss can be carried forward. So if you say, hey, I'm not going to take a business deduction for that cell phone use, that business use of my cell phone, because I'm running as a loss anyways, erase that thought process from your mind, because that deduction you take today, even if you're running a loss, will help offset future income that you have. You should never stop documenting your deductions, and you should always claim whatever is rightful to you. We have spoken with far too many business owners, especially new business owners, who don't claim all their deductions when those deductions may create a tax loss because they think, hey, we're already at a loss, we don't need more. If it's a valid business deduction, do not be afraid to take advantage of it. Do not be afraid to utilize it in your business as long as you have the support, background, your receipts, everything to help back that up. So I want you to think about this. Think about this too as you're looking at maximizing deductions before year end. Can you look back and say, hey, was there some items that I paid for personally that were business related that I can make a business purpose for, document that, and move that from a personal spending and after-tax spending into pre-tax spending? This is part of what we talk about each and every week in our Small Business Tax Savings Podcast, this idea of maximizing deductions and how can you move after-tax spending into pre-tax spending and pay the least amount in taxes as legally possible. So start to do that legwork now. Take advantage of what's available to you. Again, there's so many year-end tax strategies we could be talking about. We have a couple detailed articles in our tax minimization program that you should check out for that. If you're not a member yet, go to taxsavingspodcast.com/tax. We talk about year-end business strategies, year-end vehicle strategies, year-end medical, family, strategies, retirement strategies, stock strategies, 199A strategies before year end. So definitely, if you're looking to dive deeper into this year end topic, take what we've said today, make sure you implement that, but also check out the articles within our tax minimization program as well. So hopefully the content we've been pushing out the past couple months has provided you with a ton of ammo to ensure that you're paying the least amount in taxes as legally possible this year. And again, if you have not yet checked out our blog or podcast from last week, what do you need to do to prepare for tax savings at year end? Do so now. We talk about some great tax tips, tax strategies, things you want to make sure you have done before 12/31. So you're walking into next year knowing that this was the year you paid the least amount in taxes legally possible. This was the year that you had everything prepared, ready, and you have a stress-free tax season. So that's my goal for you. Take some time now. Do these tax savings so you know you're doing everything you can. Again, just a follow-up for what we talked about today. If you missed last week's episode, go check that out now. A lot of great information. This is part two of that set of that episode. What we talked about today are prepaying expenses. If you're on a cash basis taxpayer, you can prepay expenses today, get a business deduction here in 2022 for expenses that you're going to pay for in 2023. Stop billing customers and clients. Maybe push off billing till next month after the new year to move some of that income from 2022 to 2023. Go out and buy office equipment if you need it. Go out and buy a new vehicle if you need it. And make sure you're putting that in service in your business before year end, and you have the possibility to get 100% deduction for that asset purchase here in 2022. Again, use your credit cards. For most cases, especially business credit cards, you get the deduction on the date of the charge, not when you make that credit card payment. And again, don't assume you're taking too many deductions. Take what's rightfully theirs. If you are not operating at a loss, don't be afraid. That loss is going to carry forward and offset future income. Don't stop taking deductions that are valid, legal, and available to you simply because you don't want to go to a loss. That's the wrong idea to think about. Again, follow the strategies, follow the topics we've been talking about the last couple months. A lot of tax savings done. We have a few weeks left. Make sure you're getting out there and implementing those. Once 12/31 hits, so many strategies get thrown out the door. And now we're looking at what can we do to save taxes on our 2023 tax bill. So hopefully this was helpful. I want to thank you for tuning in, for listening to this couple months series we've been doing on year-end tax strategies. And again, make this the year that you pay the least amount in taxes as legally possible. Thanks again for listening. I will see you all next week.
This has been another episode of the Small Business Tax Savings Podcast. If you enjoy our weekly episodes, please leave a review and share with other business owners. You can find previous episodes and more information at www.taxsavingspodcast.com. Thanks for listening and have a great day.